This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing? Fasten your seatbelts. Now that Yom Tovim are over, we have a little bit more time to get into some of the meaty topics of Yevamos and Noshim in general. A lot of Inyone Evan Ho'ezer is found in Masechta Yevamos, which is very interesting to me. One would have expected most of the subjects of marriage and Ishus are in Kedushin. They're actually a very major sugyos of marriage are found in Yevamos, which is very interesting. And basically, we want to address two things today. Very fundamental to stam halachic issues of marriage, and to a sugya that we had before that we didn't really shed much light on. We're going to start on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is discussing, how do we know that if you have a sister from a parent who's non-Jewish, how do we know if how do we know that the sister is not really your sister, and there's no achva if the mother was not Jewish, either if the mother was a Oveles Kechavim or if the mother was a Shivcha. So one of the psukim quoted is Ha'isha Viladea Tila Adineha. The question is, that's by a Shivcha. How do I know by a Goy? So Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda learns from Eishas Avicha that if the mother is a Goy, it does not create a sisterhood or brotherhood. And the question is, what about the Rabbanon? How do the Rabbanon know that if the mother is a Aveis Kacham? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Mishun Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Amar Kra Ki Yasir Es Ben Chama. You know, towards the bottom on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, if you have a Gemara, please take a look in the Gemara, because I want to point something out. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishun Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Amar Kra Ki Yasir Es Ben Chama Yachrai. He will steer away your son from after me. Which is talking about where the girl is your daughter, so the girl is Jewish, and you give her to an Edom who is not Jewish. And the Torah says, we're afraid the guy is going to steer away the grandchild from after me. Which implies the grandchild is your child. The grandchild is Jewish because the mother is Jewish, but we're afraid the father is going to turn him away. So from here we learn, Bincha mi Yisraelis kari bincha vein bincha haba bincha oivedes kocham kari bincha. Your son from a Jewish woman is called your son, and your son from a Goyish woman is not called your son. Okay, so from here we learn, Bincha. Bincha mi Yisraelis kari bincha vein bincha haba bincha oivedes kochavim kari bincha ela bina. If, let's say, you have a son who's Jewish, and you marry him off to a non-Jewish woman, so that child, the Torah doesn't say, oh, kisasir, she's going to steer away the child, because that child is not your child. You're not related to that child, because that child is not Jewish. So the fact that Torah says kiyasir, it's only when the son-in-law is a guy, is the grandchild your child. But if the son-in-law is a yid, then the child is not your child. In other words, only if your son-in-law is a guy, then the grandchild is Jewish. But if your daughter-in-law is a guy, then the grandchild is not Jewish. Okay, so look carefully. Amar Ravina, Shma Mina. From here we see Ben Bitcha, the son of your daughter, Haba Min Oivik Acham, who your son-in-law is a guy, Kare Bincha, is called your grandson. So the question is, what in the world is Ravina saying? Ravina is merely saying over exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of the Rashbi. What do you mean, Shma Mina? That's what he just said. You know, I say, the sun came up this morning. Ah! Amar, you know, Pliny Almoini, Shma Mina, the sun came up this morning. Thank you for repeating over what I just said. There's no Shma Mina. That's what the Tana said. Rav Shimon Yochai said that if your son-in-law is a guy and he marries your daughter, the grandson is your grandson. But if your daughter-in-law is a guy, it's not, it's her son. So why is Ravina repeating the same thing? Okay, that's question number one of today. And that's a question we could have asked earlier when we had this, Daf Yud Zayin. In other words, what's Ravina adding over the Rashbi? Yeah? We had this in Yud Zayin. I'm Ravina Shamina ben Bitcha, but now if you're going to Kari Bincha, fine. So now, the Gemara continues. Says the Gemara, Lema Kasava Ravina, Oive Kechavim, Ve'evet, Haba Abbas Yisrael, a guy, or a Gentile, or a slave that lives with a Jewish woman, Havlad Kosher. The Vlad is kosher. The point being, the Vlad is kosher, and not what? And not a mamzer. On Daf Mem, hey, there's a machloikis, is the Vlad kosher, is the Vlad a mamzer? So from what Ravina said, Shma mina ben bitcha haba min oivikam kari bincha. So we see that the child is not a mamzer. Says the Gemara, nihi de mamzer lo yave. True, the child is not a mamzer. Kosher nami lo yave. The child is not completely kosher. Yisrael pasul mikri. Right, the Gemara assumed originally we could prove from Ravina the child is completely kosher. And the answer is, it's not conclusive. Maybe the child is not a mamzer, but the child is not completely kosher. He's still pagum. Okay, that's the Gemara according to Rashi. Now, I want to point something out. If you look at the parentheses in Rashi, Rashi brings a different girsa. Velinira, or veloinira, rather. Rashi says it would not seem, or whoever's talking is saying, it would not seem that Shema Mina, the Vlad is a mamzer. There's another gersa here, as we're going to see in Tosis, the other gersa is, from Ravina we see the Vlad is a mamzer. Now by the way, that gersa would make much more sense. You know why? Because if Ravina is saying the child is attributed to the woman, that means the child is Jewish. The child is Jewish, so then the child could be a mamzer, because since the woman could not create kedushin with the guy, maybe it produced a mamzer. But on the other hand, the way we have the girsa, shmamina, the child is kosher, how do we see the child is kosher? Just because the child is Jewish, the child is kosher? If anything, if the child is Jewish, the child could be a mamzer. If the child is not Jewish, that's when you have a problem that maybe the child is a mamzer. But Rashi says, v'loy nira da vlad mamzer garsinan. Deloy have a keger shenis gayer. Excuse me, the way you read it is velinera. Velinera. In other words, some Rishon is talking and saying to him, this is the right ger. So the only thing is, the printers took it out because the printers thought it was wrong. But whoever's talking is saying, velinera, da vlad mamzer gasinan. Velinera, that. I'm hearing myself, so one second. V'li nira de havlad mamzer gersin. The correct gersa is the Vlad is a mamzer. Why? Deloy have a kegershin es gayer. This child is not a Gentile who converts. El etzad Yisraelus yeshbay. According to Ravina, we're saying that since the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish. So the child is Jewish, that means there is a potential for mamzerus. V'shayach be'mamzerus. So that's a girsa that Rashi had, and or someone had, and the printers took it out. Now, that girsa to me makes much more sense. Because all Ravina said is that if the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish. So the child is Jewish, then it could be the child's taka mamzer. But the girsa that Rashi himself has is lema kazar Ravina avlad kosher. How do you see from the fact that if the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish, that the child is kosher? If anything, maybe the child could be a mamzer. Now, by the way, Tosfos's girsa is the girsa that the printers took out of Rashi. Look at Tosfos, Kesavah Ravina, Ev Oyve Kacham, Eved Abba, Basra Avlad Kosher, Kain Girsa Sakuntras. This is the girsa of Rashi, V'chein Kosav Barayv Svarim Kan. And this is what's written in Moth Svarim here. Aval b'kedushin b'soif parak ha'omer in Kedushin, where it has the same sugya, in most Svarim, Kosova, Vlad Mamzer. V'chein Garis Hassam, V'chein Nira Iker Lari. Dekivan de Basar Yisraela Shadinanai, since the child is following the mother, have a Tvei Mamzer, that's more likely to be a Mamzer. Mimai to have a Shadina Basar of Kechavim, than if you would follow the father. Dein Mamzeris Loiv Kechavim. So basically, Tosfos says, you know, there's a debate. If the father's a guy and the mother's Jewish, do we say the child follows the mother, or do we say the child follows the father? So says Tosfos, if our Gemara is saying that from the fact that Ravina says it's her child and the child follows the mother, if anything, that lends for a greater possibility that the child is a mamzer and not for the other possibility that the child is not a mamzer. The child not being a mamzer is more likely if you follow the patrilineal descent. But if in our Gemara we're following matrilineal descent, that's more likely for mamzerus than the other way. And Tosfos says, that's mashma earlier in Daf Yud Zayin, because Rabbi Yochanan said at the end of the first parak, v'kulan lipsul. There's a lot of mamzeris involved. V'hadar kamer kem, ritigam edu shmul, omer, ein bincha haba min ha'ivez kacham, kari bincha ela bina. That no, that there's no mamzeris involved, because if the mother is not Jewish, it's her son. The Gemara earlier said that when the mother is a Goya, there's no chshash of mamzerus. So if in our Gemara we're saying the mother is Jewish and therefore the child is Jewish, that's when there should be a chshash of mamzerus. So that's how Tosfos learned. So for opening, for starters, we have two gersois in our Gemara. Do we say Shmamina, the Vlad is kosher, like Rashi's Gersa is? Or do we say Shmamina, the Vlad is a Mamzer, like Tosfos' Gersa is? Let's start with Rashi's Gersa. Because I think everybody knows that's sort of how we paskin, that if a mother is Jewish and the father is a guy, the child is Jewish, and we don't say the child is a Mamzer. So Rav Nachum in his Chidushim has a Pella on Rashi. Rashi's girsa is Lemakzorina Akum the Eved Abba Basi Avlad Kosher, Nihid the Mamzer Loihava Kosher Nami Loihava, Yisrael Pasal Mikri, Kane he girsas Rashi. Umevuar, it is clear, the Miravino Muchach the Havlad Kosher. That from Ravino we could prove the Vlad is kosher. Sakedaitach the Gemara Muchach, Miravina, and the Gemara's Havamina, we're proving from Ravina. Gam hoda Vlad kosher l'kahuna. The Gemara in the Havamina feels the child is completely kosher. This girl or boy is kosher l'kahuna. And the Gemara says no. V'dachila. The Gemara pushes it off. The nehi the muchach the mamzer lo yava. It's true that we can prove that you're not a mamzer. Mikomakam pasal hava, but you're a pasal. Says the Gemara. Says Reb Nachum v'tzarchion dehech muchach meravino de havlad kosher. How could you prove from what Ravina said the Vlad is kosher? Just because we attribute the child to the mother and therefore the child is Jewish, how does that show the child is kosher? If anything, it shows the child might be a mamzer. Because since there is a transfer of the Yiddishkeit to the child, so maybe the child's a mamzer. De'i me'akum ve'eved de'loi tafsi kedushin. Because if this Jewish woman married or lived with a Eved or a guy, that Kedushin is not Toifus, Havalei Leos Mamzer. If anything, it should be a Mamzer. If the child is a guy, so Mamzerus is not Shayach. But now that the child is a Jew, and he came from a union, that Kedushin was not Toifus, so if anything, it should prove that there is Mamzerus. Heichad Muchach, Bahai Baha, Dekari Bincha, Deina Mamzer. Just because it's your child, how does that mean that there's Mamzerus? No, that this child is such a kosher Jew, the child can marry a Kohen. Because the Gemara in the Maskana said, no, it's Vlad Pagam, right? So it means in the Maskana, the child is Jewish, but it cannot marry a Kohen. But the Havamina was that the Kashas is so strong, you marry a Kohen. But what Rav Nachum wants to know is, how do you see from the fact that the child is attributed to the mother, that the child is not a mamzer? So Rav Nachum offers the following chiddush, and it's based on, he says, the Torah of Rav Lezer Yodel Finkel, that that basically the concept of mamzerus, it takes two to tango. Mamzerus is when there's a mother and there's a father, and their union, the Kedushin, is not Toifes. But what Ravina is saying, and this answers our original question. Remember we said, Rav Shim Bar Yochai says, it says Ki Yasir. It doesn't say Ki Sasir, that if the mother is Jewish, if the mother is a guy, the child is a guy. If the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish. So we ask, what's Ravina adding over what Rav Shim Bar Yochai says? Says Rav Nachum, what Ravina is adding is, not only is the child Jewish, the child is only the Jewish mother's child. He is not the child of the Goyish father. So Rav Nachum brings the Yesod of Rav Lezer Yodel, that Mamzerus is when there's a father and a mother whose union is not Toifes. But Lu Yitzur, there was no father, and there was only a mother. Because the father was so distant that halachically we don't connect the father to what happened. Not only is his kedusha not toifes, but he's not considered to have been part of this relationship. So then it cannot create mamzerus, because mamzerus requires an av ve'im. Now that av ve'im don't have to have tfisas kedushin, but there has to be an attributable father. What Ravina is adding over the Rashbi is, all the Rashbi said is this, if the father is a guy and the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish. But you could still, but the father is still a tata, the father is still involved. The chiddush of Ravina is, look at the Lashon Ravina. Ben bidcha b'mnevagam karoi bincha. He's called your son and not her son. That's what Ravina is adding. Bincha v'loy b'noy, your son and not his son. So based on this, Yisoyv al-Pizeh, Yivayiru divrei Rashi b'sugyan. D'meravina muchach da'avladein amamzer. We can prove from Ravina that the child is not a mamzer. Why? V'tamua de'heich mucham Ravina da'amar da'avlad Yisrael de'in amamzer. How can we prove from Ravina that the child is not a mamzer? V'nira dihinei b'hadakam Ravina shmamina ben bitcha haba ben akam kari bincha toisus asan yudzayin daha Shmuel ka'amarla. That's what Shmuel is saying in the name of the Rashbi. Or in our Gemara Yochanan. Umay moisef Ravina. That's toisus' kasha naf yudzayin. V'nira says Rav Nachum ledas Rashi, we can answer Rashi. Dimishmuel loy muchach kiyim daha da'avlad Yisrael. All we see from what Shmuel says is the kid is Jewish. If the mother is Jewish, the kid is Jewish. Umay dika'amar Ravinahu. And that which Ravina is adding is the kihechi dibiba ala akum enoi kari bincha elabina. The same way, if the mother is a guy, it's not your son at all, it's only her son. Hu adin ba'akum haba abas Yisrael kari bincha. If the mother is Jewish, it's your son, v'loi b'noi, v'les lei av. It's like there's no father here. V'im kein yizbar heitev, says Rav Nachum, it comes out, it's very clear. May demuchach meravina, the Vlad kosher. How we could prove from Ravina that the Vlad is kosher, mishum dezehu dekama Ravina. This is exactly what Ravina is saying. De'les lei av, there's no father here. U'v'les lei av lo have a mamzer. If there's no father, then you're not a mamzer. Uvasakadaitich the Gemara Hava Amina. In the Gemara's Hava Amina, we thought from Ravina, Muchach Gam de Enoi Pasol. We thought, okay, if there's no father, then the child is 100% kosher, and the Gemara pushes it off that yes, maybe there's no father to the extent that the kid is not a mamzer, but Mikomaka in Pasol Mikri. So now the shaila is, why taka is the kid pasul if there's no father? So Rav Nachum says as follows: V'nira levayar the nida na gemara bezehu. This is the gemara shaila. The bahadi alfina mikra de enoi kari benoi. That which we learn out of the pasuk that he's not called your son, yesh levar betray gavni. There are two ways to explain it. Hinei ayin betoisus in kedushin. That from Rabbi Akiva, it's muchach de'ein bios akum kabios behema. Is the relation of a Gentile like of a behema? So you could clarify kivim ken yesh lidoin bahadi alfinu mikra de'ener karbanai. I alfinu mikra de'biyasai bias behema mishem hachi ener karbanai. Do we say that, why do we not attribute the father here? Why do we not recognize the father? Is it because we learn out that his bia is like the bia of a behema, and therefore it's not a benoi? And this was the Gemara's Havamina. The mishum de biyasai bias behema enoi paisal of noi. The din pasal huay de bia psula. Maybe there's no psul because the father's bia is like of an animal, and if it's not considered a bia, it doesn't create a psul. Avali have a bias behema in a vlad pasul. And the Gemara says, no, from Ravina, it's not muchach that the bia is a bia of a behema. It's just that even though it's a bia, but there's no fatherhood. So true that there's no mamzerus, but there is paslus. Meaning like this, to create mamzerus, you need a father. To create psul, you need a bia. So the havamin of the Gemara was, not only is there no father, but there's no bia here, because the father is a behema. And the answer is, the father is not a behema. There was a bia, it's just that we don't attribute the father here. Okay, so this is how Rashi learns the sugya. Namely, that if the mother is a Jew, if the mother is goyish, then the... If the mother is Jewish, then the child is attributed completely to the mother, and the child is not a mamzer because it's her child and there's no father. And the Gemara's maskana is, well, at the end of the day, she did have relations in a forbidden way with a human being, and therefore the child is pasul lekuhuna. Okay, now let's go to Tosfos. Tosfos's shita is that we're proving from Ravina that the child is a mamzer. Okay? We're proving from Ravina that the child is a mamzer. Why? How are we proving from Ravina that the child is a mamzer? Because if Ravina Ravina says it's her child, so therefore the child is Jewish, and she had relations with someone who Kedushin is not Taifas to, so therefore the child is a mamzer. But if we would say the child is attributed to the father and the child is a goy, then there's no mamzerus here. Okay, so we have to look at a Gemara in Bechayrois, which I'm sure everyone's familiar with. Do you see the Mara Mekaymos? Yeah? I don't know why. Let me try to get it this way. Down there. Do you see it now? You see the Gemara in Bechayrois? Is it bigger now? Yeah? Okay. Here's a sugya in Bechayrois. Let's see who's with us today. Let's see who's still with us today. Okay. Amar Ravada Bar Ava. Ravada Bar Ava said, Levia Sheyolda Bina. Levia Sheyolda. A Levia. That means a woman whose father was a Levi. Bina Pater Meheslam. The child does not, you don't have to do Pidyon HaBen if the father is a Levi. Right? In other words, if the woman's father is a Levi, her child is Pater from five Pidyon HaBen. So Gemara asked the Aver man, Miman, who did she become pregnant from? Ilema di Aver mi Kayen umi Levi. If her husband's a Kayen or a Levi, my area Levia feel Israel is Nami. Then it has nothing to do with the fact that she's a Levia, then even if she's Israelis, the child is Pater. Ela di Aver mi Israel. Ela mai, she was my Aver from the Israel. Lemish bechaisim levei savaisim ksiv. Of course she is pater from Pidyon HaBen. It says, L'mishpechoisam l'veis avoisam. Actually, the Gemara's mashma, she would be chayiv. Let me see if I have. So, I can't read the Rashi here. Let me see. I can see the Rashi. I can't read it. Okay. So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Papa, di aver me oved koichavim. She became pregnant from a guy. V'loy tema, aliba demanda amar ein mezamen es havlad. Not only according to the opinion that we don't render the child dirty. Ella afilu lamanda amar mezamen es havlad, levi pasul mikri. Even according to the opinion that we do render the child dirty, the child, the woman is pasul from pinyan haben, pater from pinyan haben, because the child is called a levi pasul. So let's try to understand this for a moment. Here I have a bigger print of Bechairois. So again, the Gemara wanted to know, this Levia that gave birth, her son is Pater from Heislaim. We want to know who's the father. If the father is a kind of Levi, of course the child is Pater. Elamai, the father is a Yisrael, it says, L'mishbechoysam levesavoysam. The Gemara is basically asking, why should you be Pater, but the father is a Yisrael, and Pidyon HaBen goes by the father. At this point in time, the Gemara feels you should be Chayiv. So the Gemara says, Loi mi, the father is a guy. Loi mi boi, aliba demanda amar, ein mezamen es havlad. Now what does that mean? There's a man da amar, ein mezamen es havlad. The vlad is not dirty. So Rashi says, there's a man da amar in Yevamos, that if a guy lives with a Bas Yisrael, the vlad is kosher, because you follow the mother. So of course, in this case, you're going to be pater from the chamesh slaim, because, don't say it's only according to the man da amar in mezamen es havlad, where the child is considered completely kosher. But even according to the opinion, mezamen, and we follow the Ovid Kechavim, you're still Pater because you're a Levi Pasul. Because you have the title of a Levi, and therefore you're Pater. So what's going on over here? So look at Tosfos on the page over here. Okay? On Chav Gimel. Now, Tosis is of the opinion that if the child is Jewish, the child should be a mamzer. And then that's the Havamina of the Gemara, and the Maskana of the Gemara is the child is Mizuham. So look at the way Tosis reads the Gemara in Bechairis. Oy Mari, the man da Omar in Mizamin, the man da Omar that the child is not dirtied, Hainu man da Omar ha Vlad Mamzer. That's the man da Omar that the Vlad is Taka Mamzer. The Lav Basar Oved Kechavim, Shadinanle. Meaning, Tosis flips around the reading of the Gemara. Rashi learns, Ein Mezamin is the Shita, the Vlad is kosher. And Mezamin is the Shita, that the Vlad is a Mamzer. The way Rashi learns is, Ein Mezamin is the Shita, that the child is kosher. And Mezamin is the child is follows the guy. Tosis flips it. Ein mezamin is the child is a mamzer, and the reason why the child is a mamzer is we don't go after the father, and therefore the child is a mamzer. And mezamin is the child is a guy. The lashon mezamin al shem oivdei koychavim shehim mezumamin. So again, the way Tosfos learns the sugya in Bechairos, ein mezamin means there's no goyishkeit because the child is a mamzer. And loy tema, only if the child is a mamzer, the child is pater. But even if the child is a goy, the child is pasal. The child is pater from pidyon haben. Just again, listen carefully. The Gemara brings two opinions over there. One is ein mezahamin, and one is mezahamin. Rashi learns ein mezahamin is the child is kosher, not a mamzer. And mezahamin is the child is a goy. Tosfos learns ein mezahamin is the child is not a goy, but the child is a mamzer. And mezahamin is the child is a goy. Tosfos learns dirt and not dirt refers to the status of oivei koychavim. Okay, so again, that's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. Ein mezahamin is the child is not a goy but a mamzer. Mezahamin is the child is a goy. So let's get back to, there's a Shar HaMelech here, and I believe the Avnei Milum also asked this question. The Shar HaMelech has a very interesting question on Tosfos. Umi uha kashali mehad garsinim bebechayrois. Amar Rav Ada bar Ava leviya sheyalda v'na pater mechamish slam v'kim nala hasam nesam migor. We're talking about if the guy was the father. V'loy teim alima demandamar ein mezamin esavlada afil mandam mezamin levi pasul mikri. Even if you want to say mezamin, the child is called a levi pasul. Umashma dafka leviya b'na pater. It's mashma only if the mother is a leviya, the child is pater. Why? Mishum de Levi Pasul Mikri. But that's mashma, if the father is a goy and the mother is a Yisraelis, then you would be chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. V'adavar tamua, the way Tosfos reads the Gemara, it's mamish atema. Because according to Tosfos, the shita that the Vlad is kosher is because the child is a goy. Tosfos learns, ein mezahamin means the child is a goy. Excuse me, the Tosfos learns the shita of mezahamin is the child is a goy. Dilman desfir le davlad kosher, v'have a goy gomer ad sheis gayer. Why would you be chayiv in the five slum? The child is a goy. And it's only a Jew is chayiv in pinyin aben. The bottom line is, the Achroinim ask on Tosfos, why in the world would the Gemara say that if you say mezahamin, your pater, because it's a levia, a pasul, the reason why, if mezahamin, your pater from Pidyon HaBen, is because the child is a guy. Why would you have to say because it's a levia psula? Of course your pater, the child is a Gentile. The man de Omar, the Vlad is a kosher, it's because the child is a mamzer. The man de Omar, the Vlad kosher is only if you convert. The man de Omar, the Vlad is pasul, is because ein mezamin, it's because the child is Jewish. The bottom line is, Tosfos Shita is that if you want to say the child is Jewish, the child might be a mamzer. So I just want to end off. Halacha l'maisa, someone whose father is a guy and his mother is Jewish, is the person kosher or is the person a mamzer? How do we paskin? Rashi says the child is Jewish. Tosfos has a strong tzad to say the child is a mamzer. Right?
Once you say he's a mander, it automatically means he's Jewish. And once you give him the title of mander, that means he's Jewish also. Can you have a goy mander? Is there such a thing?
In other words, according to Tosfos, here's another, excuse me, I didn't really say it correctly, because Taisus learns the sugya in Bechairais. The man de Amar that holds Mizahamin holds the child is a guy. The man de Amar holds Ein Mizahamin, the child is a mamzer. That means, since we paskin that if the father is a guy and the mother is Jewish, the child is kosher, right? That's how we paskin. Look in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the child is kosher. Tosis is she. That only comes out according to Tosis. The reason why the child is kosher is because the child needs to convert, and because the child is a guy. Tosis' opinion is that if the father is a guy and the mother is Jewish, the child is a Gentile, and then he could convert and then be a kosher. Take a look at this. Look in the Pischei Tshuva. Ayin b'sefer Yaros Devash. Look in the Rav Yonis and Ibishitz. We know there are many opinions that a guy that lives with the Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is Yisrael, but you're called a mamzer. Okay? That's Tosis Ashita. Uleman d'omer ha-Vlad kosher, if the Vlad is kosher, ha-Vlad goy. Avalamandam Ravlad Mamzer, Harehu Yisro, Rak Mamzer. So the Rabbi Yonatan Ibishitz wants to know, what about Daryavesh? What is Daryavesh? Umkein Daryavesh, Shahoya Ben Esther, Hoya Yisrael, Rak Mamzer. Daryavesh was a Mamzer. So the Pischei Tshuva wants to know, what's he talking about? Uvaschilas Hashkofa, Tamati Moy, Maral, Kachalem, the Mandam Ravlad Kosher, Avlad Goy. That's only according to Tosfos, but Rashi doesn't hold that way. The bottom line is that the Nesivos paskins, interestingly, that if the mother is Jewish and the father is Goy, the person needs conversion. You hear this? The Nesivos paskins like Tosfos. Let's see if we can find it here. Yeah, look. V'das ha-goyin milisa, the hayetzarach geros, like Rashi, Kepashas Loshon Rashi and Kedushin. However, we have over here Lemaisa, most Paiskim don't Paskin that way. The Beis Shmuel, the Taz, the Shach, they say Halach is you don't need Geiros, and the Noid Behuda, he Paskins that you don't need Geiros, and that is the Psak of Ruba, the Ruba of the Paiskim, and that's how we hold Lemaisa, that if the mother is Jewish and the father is a guy, you do not need Geirus, but that is not unanimously held. The opinion of Tosfos and Rashi and Kedushin is mashma that in one place. But Tosfos Ashita, again, is that if the Vlad is kosher, it's because the Vlad is a guy. If the Vlad is a mamzer, only then is the child Jewish. That's a little different than Rashi and Arsugya. Rashi and Arsugya holds that if the Vlad is kosher, it's because the Vlad is Jewish. Tosfos and Shas seems to hold Vlad kosher means the Vlad is a goy, and therefore there's no mamzeros, and you could convert. Okay, the bottom line is, I guess if we have to give an executive summary, there are basically two gersais in our Gemara. Rashi's gersa is Amar Avina Shmamina Ben Bidcha Baman Akam Kari Bincha Lema Kasavar Havlad kosher and not a mamzer, and Rav Nachum explained that is because if we don't attribute it to the father, then there's only a mother. The child is Jewish without any mamzerus. And Tosfos is of the opposite opinion, that if the child is Jewish, and it came about through an e-tfisas kedushin, that would create mamzerus. And the Gemara says, no, maybe not, because maybe the Vlad is only pogom. But Tosfos elsewhere in Shas does seem to paskin that the Vlad is kosher, but the Vlad would need Geiros because the Vlad is not Jewish. Okay, Rabbosai, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Daf Chaf Dalet.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.